Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Prakit Ratisathakit from the Action of Smoking and Health Foundation in Thailand, and also the advisor to Thailand Health Promotion Foundation, or Thai Health. Today, to share with you what are the steps that require to establish an innovative, sustainable financing for health promotion and tobacco control. To advocate, lobby, to set up innovative and sustainable financing mechanism to support health promotion and tobacco control, there were several strategies needed. First of all, we need leadership and dedication for the group who are involved pushing this sustainable financing mechanism. And secondly, we need to generate evidence, because we need to the heart of the politician after all, to generate support for the public. Then you need to prepare good draft registration for the sustainable financing mechanism to support health promotion and tobacco control. We also need to prepare opposition from groups, for example, the industry. And also, we need to do this in a good timing, for example, before general election. Ideally, it should be proposed to the government right after they form a government new cabinet. Okay. So these are the steps that needed to carefully strategize to advocate and lobby for sustainable financing mechanism for health promotion and tobacco control. So to convince the policy maker and the public support about this innovative financing mechanism for health promotion and tobacco control, we need to generate evidence that the burden of disease that our country are receiving from the NCD, major NCD, the disease burden. And secondly, the economic causes as a result of this disease and premature death. And thirdly, we need to know the existing healthcare expenditure as well as the health promotion budget currently the country is providing. So there are three. Number one, disease burden. Number two, economic costs of this disease burden. And number three, what are the budget that we are promoting for curative treatment and health promotion? What happened in Thailand 20 years ago when we started to advocate and campaign for this innovative financing mechanism for health promotion? We generate the evidence that we estimate the healthcare costs from smoking, which is several hundred million. We, on the alcohol data, we have the per capita consumption of alcohol, which is very high in the world. We do not have the economic data. But for the traffic accident, which is one of the major causes of disability and death in Thailand, we do have the economic estimate of the loss from the traffic accident. At the same time, we have the figure of the budget for tobacco control, which the Ministry of Health is receiving. It's very small. And then we do not have budget for alcohol-related problem for prevention and control, as well as we do not have budget to support campaign to raise awareness to prevent traffic accident. So these are the data we generate to the policymaker. The economic argument that we made at that time is that after we estimate the economic loss from smoking, from alcohol, and from traffic accident, we argue that if we invest in the health promotion fund, and then the health promotion fund can reduce the burden of these three problems by 10%, only 10%. We already can save the country huge monies, for example, in the equivalent of about $500 million annually. So on tobacco control, 20 years ago, we do not have the benefit of this kind of a study, which is done by UNDP, which showed that the tobacco control investment give huge return of money. They have classified each intervention. This can be shown to the policymaker that the health promotion fund, which will support tobacco control as well, is a good investment, not just in health, but in economic terms. At the time, we proposed to the Thai government, the size of the health promotion fund that we would like to propose is 1% of the national health budget. So we need to know that figure. Why 1% is that, to use differently, is that the healthcare expenditure increase every year. We should set aside $1 from $100. And this $1 to be used support health promotion program, which can and will reduce the healthcare expenditure. In other words, we already have $100 for treatment. Set aside $1 for health promotion. Okay, that should go hand in hand. I'd like to share with you that at the time, 20 years ago, we calculate the health expenditure and economic loss from the three major health problems like smoking, alcohol-related problem, and traffic accident. Fortunately, the government was contemplating, discussing to have a policy for universal healthcare coverage. By that mean that you treatment for all population in Thailand. And that will cost a lot of, need a lot of budget. Okay. So we propose to the government that the health promotion fund, which is very small budget, could benefit in preventing people from getting sick by supporting the health promotion program, tobacco control. Then we'll decrease the burden of the budget to support the universal healthcare, the increase of the budget to support universal healthcare. So this this argument get a lot of attention and buy-in by the policymaker. Yes, to establish innovative, sustainable financing mechanism to fund health promotion and tobacco control need to be passed as a law by the parliament. So generating political support is most important. So the argument we make at the time is both health and economic, okay, health gain and economic gain. Secondly, we propose this to supplement, to go hand in hand with the universal health insurance that the government is contemplating, which I believe many countries still in the process or want to start universal health coverage or increasing the coverage of universal health insurance program already existing. And taxes on tobacco and alcohol, which is in the process of setting up innovative financing, you have to increase tax tobacco and alcohol, which generate huge amount of revenue for the government as well, decrease the burden, help harmful product. And finally, today, we have the global recommendation resolution to support our movement of setting up a sustainable financing mechanism to support entities, such as the UN High-Level Declaration on the NCD control and the FCTC, Tobacco Control Treaty, both recommend establish innovative and sustainable financing to support NCD and tobacco control. Use that for your argument. Beside the health and economic costs, and beside tying to the universal coverage that I have just mentioned. So now come to the part that how do we get the money to fund this health promotion? So the question come that originally proposed to get 2% of the taxes that collected from tobacco and alcohol, or called earmark tax or designated tax, and to put into this health promotion fund. Now this mechanism of getting some percent from the tax that they collected to support a health promotion program is opposed by Ministry of Finance. And my experience, they opposed by most countries that they say this is against the financial or fiscal discipline. So get around it in Thailand. We propose that for the 100% that the excise department is getting from tobacco and alcohol tax, they took the 100%. We asked the government to collect 2% more from the 100%, 2% more. So from the industry, so we call this a surcharge, additional charge, avoid the problem of the principle of getting the tax from the already collected to dedicate to, for some purposes. Now, some countries do not call it a surcharge. They call it a compulsory, very clever, compulsory contribution by the industry. A case I'm talking about is the Vietnam law, okay, they call it compulsory, which is, in other words, you pay more except what you have or need to pay for the excise tax, okay? And then this is a very small amount tax that the industry have to pay. And then we did a public poll showing that the public strongly support getting this extra tax, syntax to support health promotion to improve people's health. And also, as I mentioned several times, we tie this into the universal health insurance program, which is, I think this also still can be an advocacy point for other countries. Some country may in the process of setting up this universal healthcare, or some people already have universal health insurance covered, but the coverage is not, it need to increase more coverage. So these are how we want the argument to get a surcharge tax, 2% surcharge tax on top of the tobacco and alcohol excise tax. In summary, I have shown you and I'm sharing with you the key factor that needed to achieve setting up a health promotion, innovative financing mechanism for health promotion and tobacco control. Okay. First of all, we need evidence. Okay, need evidence, both health and economic evidence of the burden of the NCD. Okay. Secondly, government is responsible. This is one of our arguments. Government is responsible to protect health and to support country development. So they need to support this funding to prevent people from getting sick, well-being. And then we frame it as a economic and development issue that we tie in with the universal health insurance policy, okay, that the government is about to support. Okay. Now we have the benefit, have the privilege of global body recommendation to support innovative, sustainable financing to control NCD and also to control tobacco under the FCTC, Tobacco Treaty. We have to show to the government that syntax, additional syntax to support health promotion is a popular policy. Okay. And then we try use the tactic that Thailand have used is to recommend to collect additional tax, we call it surcharge, on top of the excise tax, which is some country I mentioned already call it voluntary contribution to put into this health promotion fund. Okay. And then most important, I would like to tell you that this is doable. Okay. Many countries have tried and then set up the Health Promotion Foundation Fund, and they benefit greatly from this fund in supporting health promotion program and tobacco control. So go and do it and keep trying until you are able to reach your objective in setting up a sustainable financing mechanism to support health promotion and tobacco control. Good luck.